Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Ahorra en Cox Internet al agregar Cox Mobile y obtén Internet con el poder de fibra en casa y confiabilidad 5G insuperable cuando estés fuera. Desde jugar un partido en casa
sí, golazo.
Hasta verlo en vivo. Puedes hacer más sin gastar más en cox.com/español. Cox Internet está conectado al edificio con un cable coaxial. Cox Mobile se opera en la red con una confiabilidad 5G insuperable según las medidas de Ookla LLC en los Estados Unidos. 2H2023. Los resultados pueden variar. No es un endoso. Aplican otras restricciones.
I hate being Miss Gender.
I know it happens to you all the time, probably, right?
I know you not talking.
Any other time, it's like they say it, but then they immediately correct it. Because yeah. If you look at me like if I look at you, I'll be like, what a or like sir, like you know what I'm saying, but like
y'all give you sir
like, real quick.
All right,
gotta, like this, right. He, that's a boy. Oh no, it's not, it's a girl.
Whole lot of gay shit.
Whole lot of gay.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Brit, the most lit.
What's up, it's your girl DJ Excel,
and this is
the No Homo Show,
where everything we talk about
is homo as gay.
What's up, gay beats? Hope y'all doing good out there, man. Welcome back to the No Homo Show. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, and comment. Turn your post notifications on.
Yeah, did you really subscribe yet? Like, why you ain't subscribed to our YouTube yet? Why y'all playing with us? Y'all know we struggling entrepreneurs and we're gay?
The
odds is against us.
Come on now.
I like that. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in through our podcast. You know what I mean? Our audio be lit. Y'all be at work lit listening to us.
Yeah.
Keep them headphones on because we might get you fired. All right? And then shout out to everybody tuned in and subscribed to our Patreon. If you haven't subscribed yet, go to our Patreon. Check it out. Like, we're offering more content over there. And we just want to talk to, like, people that really rock with us. And it's up.
Yeah. Okay, it's up. And it's stuck.
Period.
Okay. Excel is gangbanging.
I am a blood today.
This bitch is a whole f***ing suwu.
Yeah, y'all see this? My hoodie I made, right? But I ain't gonna lie, y'all. My hair not done. Hairstylist right there looking at me. She ain't trying to give me no jam. She ain't trying to give me no jam for these little...
Jam!
She ain't trying to do nothing for the kid. I'm out here looking crazy, y'all.
Yeah, she didn't even tell nobody she was leaving.
Look, now we bad. Look, that's your hairstylist too, ain't?
Hell,
see, that's some bullshit.
Had Brandy doing my hair.
Okay. First of all, be thankful for your...
I'm thankful, but where's my stylist when you need her? She on vacation. What is a vacation? First of all, I feel like barbers, hairstylists, y'all know y'all cannot be going on vacation when we
y'all
need y'all.
Y'all kill me with that.
Like, come on. You want to go have fun?
Y'all need a mental day.
Come on. What the f*** is that? What about my mental?
Because for real, you need a mental day to me, how I take that.
Come on now.
Is, bitch, do you want me to bring over the liquor? Do you need some shots?
Okay, La Hookah.
Bitch, if you need some shots, just tell me. I bring the vibes, bitch. You bring the jam. You hear me? That's all I'm saying.
This girl.
A mental
is
day,
funny,
bitch.
Bro.
I got a photo shoot. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Don't lie. When your hairstylist got something else going on, like,
that's
is it more important than what I got?
It's not.
Say that. That's fucked up. I'm sorry. Yo,
feelings be hurt.
Nah, this is my biggest this is my biggest thing for people that be like, I just can't. Like, I'm not mentally there. Cause we dealt with this. Oh, are we talking about that today?
Talk about that.
For
today.
Real?
Yes.
Okay, all right. But I wasn't even thinking about that. But look.
I was like, great segue, because I definitely had that on my to-do
list. This is the biggest thing, is like when somebody says they need a mental day, we all have it, and I get it. It's okay. But let's start taking care of ourselves before, like, we crash out mentally where we don't feel like we can cope with everyday life, okay? And I'm just saying that because I need my hair done. All right? No mental days, bitch. No, you know when you get home from vacation, you need another day to regroup? No days to regroup. Then I was about to get my
it's
look.
It's her color, bitch.
Damn!
No mental days, bitch.
I'm sorry, y'all.
You're looking dead at her like she's literally sitting over there. Yeah. Our hairstylist is. Shout out to Bri in the building.
Damn, my bad. My bad. I only got disrespectful. But talking about mental day and...
Yeah, y'all have to help us with this situation. So y'all are stuck with us today. Obviously, it's just XL and I. First of all, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good.
You feeling all right? Yeah. You're yelling a lot over
I know, y'all, because I'm out here looking like a damn blood.
Show them your hair.
Bitch, you fatty, because if I went... It's Brent.
Show your hair!
No, y'all, I'm just looking.
It's not even that bad.
But I'm
people with good hair are talking about, oh, it's not done. Bitch, your hair is always done. You have good hair. Fuck, get some water and slick that shit back in a ponytail.
All right, now you sound upset.
Why? Yeah, because you don't go through what the fuck I go through. First of all, let me tell you something about Brandy. All right, this girl tried to only do the outside of my hair.
The crown.
Nigga, it looked like I had a fro in the middle and everything else was laid. I said, there's no way you think I'm about to be like rocking this.
She did the crown.
She said, I did the perimeter for you. The perimeter. Bitch, get in the middle.
And she about to be your future wife.
It's crazy.
See,
tried to have
a girlfriend can
nail.
Do the perimeter. A wife?
Yeah, she got to go all in.
Shady business.
She tried to have
shady business.
Speaking of shady business.
Damn, we went right into it.
All
right,
y'all. So let me just explain to y'all that first and foremost, we super for the community, okay? And we just love highlighting people that are within the community, especially, you know, like artists, dancers, vendors, whatever. If you're a part of the community, we want to always figure out how we can work with you, how we can work with each other to help each other out. Okay? With that being said, y'all, we had the Bounce Fest.
We had a Bounce Fest.
Mardi Gras edition.
We was pushing it for 2 months.
Pushing it hard. Because it's, you know what I mean? We bringing Mardi Gras to Atlanta. You feel
Hello?
Me? We even went as far as getting, you know, somebody who do like bounce music.
Yeah, who?
An artist by the name of?
Papiana. Yo, right. For the record, I love bounce music and I love bounce artists. And I feel like music. If you're a bounce artist, that's a whole different type of talent because, like, your voice alone is hype.
For real.
And it's as a DJ, I love it. Yeah. And we was really rocking with her because she was one of the only LGBT artists that does bounce that I'm familiar with. Yeah. Off the top.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So
shout out to Tokyo Vanity, cause we know you like it. Shout out to Tokyo. Hey, that's my girl, man. Shout out to Tokyo. All right. So yeah. All right. So we booked her, been pushing her for 2 months or whatever. All right. Boom. The party on Saturday. All right. Thursday, she reaches out to us and say, I'm not in a good space mentally. I'm not gonna make the event. Okay. Mind y'all, we paid her. Signed an agreement. Been pushing her mad fucking hard.
2 months.
Mad hard. She got people looking forward to her being there the whole 9 yards. Y'all gonna hit us up on that Thursday and say she's not in a good space mentally. Now, like Excel was just saying, like, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that 110,000%. But I also get that when you have, like, obligations that were set in stone in advance and you coming from a whole nother city where... They booked you in Atlanta, you feel me? They looking forward to you. They've been pushing you super hard. She's supposed to come do the No Homo show as well. We planning out our calendar. It's just a lot that goes into it. It's like, I just felt like that was unprofessional, especially to reach out like 2-3 days before and say, I'm not in a good headspace.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, yo, we can't wait till we're like so bad mentally where we just can't cope. That's what I was trying to say is like, you know, and then like, you gotta go to work. Don't let yourself crash out to where you can't go to work. You know, take time when you're not working to get your mind right. You know what I mean?
Because you're not telling your job that.
Listen.
And your job not hearing that.
Listen. And then it's not only that, like, you just let so many fans down. Mm-hmm. And it's just bad business to where, like, would we want to book you again?
No. Because you know why? Her name is no longer Papiana. It's Scamiana. Okay?
Oh, damn.
Because where you really had me fucked up at is the whole, she said, I'm going to get back with you. I'm going to push through for you. I'm going to actually post a lot of this shit. I'm going to give y'all a story time. I'm going to have to pull out the receipts, okay?
We could do that on our Patreon, actually.
Bet. We'll do it on our Patreon. So make sure you go subscribe. We'll put the receipts out there. All right, so boom. She's like, oh, I'm going to try to push through for you. Came back the next day. Oh, I'm not going to make it. All right, whatever. At this point, we already trying to look for another artist because we just trying to make sure, like, we, no matter what, we want to bring the people those vibes because we bringing the Mardi Gras to Atlanta. So can we find another bounce artist? Whatever we got to do. Woo, woo, woo. She say, you know, I'm going to send you back your money.
Not only did she say, I'm going to send you back your money, she put out a whole post.
She put a post out on her page saying the same thing. I told the promoters I'm going to pay them back their money.
I'm good business, y'all.
That was goddamn February 23rd.
Yeah.
We ain't got a fucking dime back.
Yeah.
Scam me out.
Yeah, y'all. And it when she dropped the video, it was like, y'all, I'm not mentally there. First of all, I'm gonna be honest, y'all. We negotiated a 5-minute show set.
5 fucking minutes.
One song is half of
that. The girl didn't even want to hang out for an hour.
But listen, everybody's different, whatever. Just give us 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I could do that on my worst day.
What's up, Gabies? Look, have y'all stopped and looked at our Patreon yet?
Listen, we offer so much more content, ad-free content, the full episodes, behind the scenes, an exclusive playlist, chat rooms, and so much more.
Yeah, it goes down over there, and we are so much more personable over there. We chat with y'all, we do live sessions with y'all, so stop what you're doing right now before the episode and go sign up for our Patreon right now.
Patreon.com/NoHomoShow. Let's go!
No litigation.
But look, I do want to say something on a more positive note. If you're tuned into this, shout out to you. So I was at a comedy show, right? Me and my wife was here, and then two women was across the table from us. Mm-hmm. We're at the whole comedy show. Shout out to T. Sanders. She funny as fuck.
T is hilarious.
Yeah, T funny as fuck. And at the end, a girl was telling us, I'm like, we where you getting at? Because she was like, yo, I want to tell you that I had this recliner chair. Like, I was mad depressed, and I was in this recliner all day. I wouldn't get out the recliner. I had to replace the recliner because I was sitting back in it, binge watching y'all all day, and y'all helped me get through my depression.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She was like, I couldn't get out. I was just laying back all day, and y'all was funny as fuck, and y'all helped me get through my depression.
Oh, that's dope.
So, shout out to you. I appreciate that because I'm going to tell y'all, honestly, me and Britt go so hard for this, and some people see it as very successful, but we see it, we are thankful for where we're at, but we just strive to be so much better. You know what I'm saying? It's like, sometimes you feel like you kind of go a little unnoticed a little bit, like, you know what I mean? Or is it resonating with people? So when somebody says that to me, it mean a lot.
Reassurance,
Yeah, and just to know that, you know, like, yeah, we childish, we play, we joke, but we do have an ultimate goal of, like, helping people get through their day or, like, learning that other people can relate to you, so.
I like that. Thank you for throwing that in there.
Yeah,
I was right.
But, you was right here.
Straight down to Louisiana.
About to take a shot on that one. Got me stressed out.
Oh, man, we've been doing our sober shit, man. Yeah. We good? We like Mario and Luigi, bitch.
I hate you. Are we doing Skittles and Riddles or are we getting right into it?
Oh, shit. You know what? We might have to just get right into
it. All right. Because you know another thing I hate?
What?
I hate being miss fucking gendered.
I know it happens to you all the time, probably, right?
I know you not talking.
I am talking.
Because I'll be with Britt and be like, sir.
It's because I'm like, I get big dick energy. Fuck you talking about? I get daddy. Fuck you talking about? That's, yeah, sir. Yeah, call me sir, bitch. Yeah.
But y'all never heard you react like that.
Never did. I don't like that stuff. I actually don't like being misgendered. Because I'd be like, no way. Me? What is it?
Bitch, not you surprised. I'm weak. Somebody tell her. Who gonna tell her?
It's a hit or miss.
All right. Today, we gonna talk about being misgendered because I'm gonna tell y'all one thing. As studs, it happens. And we're gonna get into it. All right. So, first of all, let's just get into, like, I know you got plenty of stories.
Can you share, like,
a story when you, like, recently been misgendered?
Recently is crazy. Why you gotta say recently?
What you mean? I'm not throwing shade. I'm just saying.
You shady, bro. It's been a while.
It hasn't been that long.
How you gonna tell me?
Because.
All right, when do you think was my most recent time? Since you fucking When was my most recent time?
Bitch, I don't know. Tell me. Why you been? I'm just saying.
The one time I was, if you was with me, but I'm trying to think, like, when else? All right, so the most recent time, it's not recent, but the one that stick out is when we was in Miami, and we were trying to get into that club. And it's, the security was dead ass trying to tell me that I was not a girl.
No, she was arguing with him like, I'm a girl. Because you know how, like, men security ain't supposed to pat you down?
Yeah.
Like, he's like...
I'm like, dude, like, I think I even showed my ID and he still didn't believe that I was a girl.
She ain't got no titties for real, so she can't even be like... They he like, exactly, you're a boy.
Yeah, he dead ass. That's probably, crazy. Like, the most... intense situation
that
where it was like
him.
Yeah, damn near, like, I was really trying to tell everybody, like, bro, I promise you. But any other time, it's like they say it but then they immediately correct it, because if you look at me like if I look at you, I'll be like, what up, nigga, or like, sir, like, you know what I'm saying? But like
bitch,
like,
I'll give you sir,
like, real quick.
All right, bitch,
like,
you gotta,
like
all
this, right. That's a boy. Oh no, it's not, it's a girl. You gotta look twice sometimes, you know. So at a real quick, I know I look like a boy. But you look again, I'm a bitch.
She is a bitch. Yeah, that bitch about to get fucked up. Keep playing with me, all right?
What about you? So when you get misgender?
Nah, the crazy thing is I actually can remember the last time I was misgender. It was a little bit ago,
2018, maybe.
This bitch keep playing BC. With me, y'all. All right, look. So the crazy thing is it was vote the day everybody was voting, right? I was DJing at the polls. First of all, I don't think I ever told that story. I ain't going to go deep into it. But basically, they had the DJs vote DJing at the polls. And some of these churches and stuff are polls. I said I ain't going to get into it. I'm getting into it. I'm going to just briefly get into it. And they sent us to these churches to DJ. And the churches was not having it. The priest came out, told me that they were having a funeral at the same time that they were doing voting.
Which is so
y'all
crazy.
Pissed me off, and I just felt like he was lying, and a lot of racism because I was playing Mariah Carey, y'all. I'm gonna be honest, like, and the way they came out, it was like I was playing Chief Keef. I'm not gonna lie, yeah. So anyway, this was like
nigger music out of here.
I hate you. It was giving that for sure. So I DJed at three different locations that day. The last location, I'm going into the bathroom, and the dude was like, excuse me, sir, wrong bathroom. And that is one of the most awkward vibes, because, like, should I just leave or should I convince you I'm a woman?
What did you do?
I said, I'm a girl, and went in, and pee standing up. Yeah, bitch, I'm gonna pee all on your toilet seat. Now what?
No, not the swirler.
I'm weak. No, but that was the last time, and, like, I corrected him, but I did want to ask you, like,
No, don't go in there. Yeah. Wrong way.
Right. He was, like, really, like, trying to catch me before I walked into the woman's bathroom.
Yo, that's wild.
I personally think getting checked in the bathroom is the worst place.
Yeah, because are you dumb? I can read. Women? Yeah, why the fuck would I walk in a goddamn woman bathroom if I wasn't a woman?
It just makes it so awkward. Like,
it do. I just want to show my titties one time. Like, I want, my whole plan is
that's
like,
that's not
going to convince
nobody.
You don't think so? Yeah, I ain't really got much. I had to turn to the side a little bit.
Oh, you got just side boob.
Yeah, I got a little side boob.
Okay, fair.
They'll be able to see it. But that's, if somebody ever did that to me, I would definitely want to just
show me
shut
titties.
The fuck up.
You know what? Out. I feel that. The pettiness in me probably would do that. Yeah, period.
That's how she tends to dance.
Yo, because his little boobs be shaking too. Oh my God, that's so funny. These big boys don't care no more.
They don't. Hey, shout out to Sasha Santana.
And
they
Big Sexy. Because what? All right. So yeah, I think the bathroom is the most, like, awkward place to be misgendered, because it just puts you in such an awkward position.
Yeah. In the airport, anywhere where they say sir really loud, it's like, because sometimes I don't even correct them. It's just, you embarrassing. Okay. Sir, right here, sir. I'm just going to have to go.
Yo, for real. Because there
why
has
that loud?
There has been times where I didn't correct people.
Why?
Just because it's like, tired of this shit. Like, I mean... Like, if they just say something, if it's just, like, something, like, if we're not having a conversation, if I'm not about to order any food from you or something, like, I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, what can I help you with, sir? I'm not about to just answer and not correct you.
No, I mean, if it's like that, hell yeah. This one time this lady did that, and she felt so bad.
For real?
Yeah, she was, like, super apologetic, like, oh, my God, I'm so, I was like, it's your first time, huh? It's okay.
It
happens. It's all right. I get it.
Why do you think we get misgendered? Why?
Maybe it's the hairline.
The shape of
the hair fiber.
I wasn't even going to say it. But I do think people like it's because of our clothes, though, right?
Like, yeah. It's like at a quick eye, boom. Peripheral, look at it, boy.
Yeah, man.
Like, if you was turned around.
Yeah, but I think my hair is a little longer than the average
it
boy.
It is. But some.
I mean, motherfuckers got long hair, too.
Yeah, you know, man.
But, yeah, because I'll just be like, bro, the worst part is if you look me in my face.
Yeah.
And I still resemble man is crazy.
Nah, don't look me in my eye and call me no man.
Should we take offense to it? Should we take offense to being misgendered?
It depends on if it was, like, intentional. You feel me? Like on that show we were just talking about, the Erica Two Ways or whatever, how the guy kept misgendering the trans woman and calling her he, like, intentionally and sir. And, like, if it's like that, hell yeah, I'm ready to hit, like, low key, but, like, I don't think if it's an honest mistake, which 9 times out of 10 it is, you feel me? I've never had nobody, like, be on some, like, trying to be, like, serious with it, so I don't take it.
Yeah.
Personal. What about you?
Sometimes I'll take it personal. Like, what the fuck? I'm a bitch.
Okay.
I mean, not. So, like, with the dude at the bathroom, I realized, like, it was an older dude. And I really do.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Look, there's feelings, and then there's the facts. If you're feeling like your finance team is bogged down in mundane, manual tasks, the fact is, you need Ramp. Ramp is the corporate card that makes the expense process fast and easy. The moment your team makes a purchase, Ramp handles everything. Receipt collection and approvals, the works. With Ramp, you can cut your month-end close from 5 days to one, customize approval workflows, and get complete control over every transaction. Facts. Over 25,000 businesses trust Ramp, including Shopify and the Boys and Girls Club of America, which is why they were just named number one in spend management by G2. Facts. Start using Ramp, and you'll have more time to spend scaling your business. And that'll feel really good. Upgrade to Ramp for free today and get $250 at ramp.com. That's ramp.com, ramp.com.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
I think age got a lot to do with it because
he can't see.
It wasn't because he, that's not what I meant. It was more so because I feel like they were really like, if you got big clothes on, you're a boy, you're a guy. If girls are supposed to dress like this and stuff, and they're just like, or a cultural thing, too.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Some cultures, like, we just look like men. I mean, just, like, what we're wearing and everything. But definitely older people. Oh, yeah. It could be because of their eyesight. But I really just think, like, they're not used to seeing gay people.
Yeah, because think about it. Like, when we work with people, like, overseas.
Yeah.
They be, like, via like WhatsApp, they be calling us sir.
I'll be like, I am a girl. I'll be texting my graphic designer. I am a girl. Okay, sir, what can I do?
Right,
for
like,
you?
What's not clicking?
Is it my profile pic?
I think so. Yeah, probably. Definitely, probably so. But it's the fact that even after you telling them that you a girl, they were still calling you sir.
All right, bitch, you
that's
shady.
Funny. Something's not clicking for them.
Okay, period. Yeah, if somebody keeps. If you're, you know, also men,
yeah,
like they love to use that against you. Like, let's say if they feel like defensive, Like, that's their go-to.
That's corny.
Since you want to be a man.
Yeah. Ooh, that's corny. I don't like that. Yeah, I haven't experienced that. Probably like one time.
I did when I was younger.
In Cincinnati. It'd be the hometown shit.
Yeah.
Like, niggas just ignorant as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, they have it on social media sometimes too. I ain't gonna lie. They be doing that shit in our comments sometimes.
Oh, all the time.
When we made that clip about being tired from strapping.
Oh.
They was like, oh yeah, all the men. I don't know where the fuck y'all men be coming from on our fucking gay ass page. But they is in the comment like, oh yeah, y'all want to be a man. This is what we go through. No, we don't actually know what y'all go through, sir. Like,
we don't want to be a man.
At all. Like, I don't know what, don't be clicking on that one.
I think that's the biggest misconception is that because we dress like this, mm-hmm. that we want to be a man. So, yes, we do get defensive mm-hmm. when you, like, all right, well, let me say this. Mm-hmm. Is it our fault we are confusing people? Hold up, I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all, listen, we always talking about Starship, and we gonna keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to the website because you're going to get the top of the top adult toys, all right? You need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or, you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay.
You know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code NOHOMOSHOW. 15% off NOHOMOSHOW.
Hope y'all have a good night.
Ow.
Is it our fault?
Is it, like, can we really be mad? Can somebody be like, bitch, y'all dress like boys. How y'all mad that we're misgendering you? Are we confusing people?
No, I get what you said. Because, yeah, that's how I feel about some, like, trans. Or just people who don't use, like, say if your pronouns are they, them. And they're getting, like, they're trying to teach you to use they, them. And they're getting upset when you say she or something.
Yeah.
Like, I've always called you she. Give me some time to get used to calling you they.
Yeah. Because... Like, let me give you a scenario. Like, there's a lot of men that have their beards and will wear a skirt. Sir, what am I supposed to call you? Am I calling you sis? You know what we call them. Right. Y'all know what we call them in our community. What's up, friend?
Right. Definitely friend. Yeah.
Friend?
I think friend is the safest way.
What's up, friend?
Yeah, no. Because I be having to ask, like, because I stay calling men like, bitch, like, bitch, like, gay boys, like, bitch. And I have to be like, are you okay with me saying that? Because I feel like.
Yeah, I just called her my hairstylist a bitch.
Yeah,
my
that
bad.
Was crazy.
My bad.
She was beat her ass later. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And you said, bitch!
Sorry. Ooh. Sorry, she knows. She knows my heart. But yeah, like, we can't be that mad if we kind of.
Yeah. We got to give people more grace. You get what I'm saying? I just think it's different scenarios. Like, if you have already told somebody, I think it's more so when, like, we don't be heavy on, like, the pronoun. Like, do you care if somebody call you they or them?
Oh, no, not they or them.
But you care about he.
Yes. I'm a girl.
Tiffany?
Are you trying to misgender me right now?
No.
Y'all see this shit?
No, no, no. I was about to say, but I don't want to speak for, like, people who are, like, non-binary and who are, like, trans. But I do feel like that side seems to be more frustrated when people misgender them. Like, I don't really be tripping, but I feel like they be mad tight.
Yeah.
Like, I seen a video. This person was, like, at work or something. And they were just getting upset because they're like, I keep telling my coworkers that my pronouns are, I don't know what the pronouns were, but it wasn't what they, you know, look like. You feel me? So I was like, but you got to kind of just give people grace. Like, people not going to get it like that. Like, you got to think all these pronouns and things like that, non-binary, that stuff is fairly new to a lot of people. Like, even we struggle with that shit. Like, I got trans friends and I be struggling all the time. We're trying to make sure, like, I'm calling them by their proper pronouns. So I do feel like anybody that do go through, like, being misgendered, like, just show some fucking grace to people. Like,
what about them studs that really look like a boy. That's fucked up, because I'm one of them, ain't I? Fuck
I'm
y'all.
Like, are we those studs that really look
like a boy? No, because I do feel like there's some studs that want to be, they're not even, you know, that they not trans, but they want to be called my boy, like, I'm your boyfriend.
Like, y'all do exist.
That's that young shit, I felt like, but maybe not. But maybe they're happy to be called.
Older people that want to be called boyfriend too.
Oh yeah, they're like the real like old dykes.
The dykes. I'm about to say the dykes.
Like,
get over to the Giannis.
I get that, like, we do need to have some grace, cause like but also people just need to be like, what? Like, use your fucking eyes.
Yeah. Or I think you should play it safe. Like, if you're unsure, I think you should just say they or them.
Say, what's up, friend?
Or friend.
Because in the club, don't we all fam.
Don't piss us off.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, Trump, he kind of tried to, like, just do the pronouns, whatever you're born with. You know what I mean? And that don't help. That don't help us. I mean, well, what you were saying with the, it helps me. Shit, I'm a girl, but the trans community, you know, that's a whole other battle.
Yeah.
That, like, it's like 2 steps forward, 10 steps back.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know what is up with, like, the world and the way they feel towards trans. Cause, like, I be reading comments. Like, it was recently somebody passport, she was a trans woman, and her passport went from female back to male.
Yes.
And she was upset about it, and it was like a video going viral. And everybody was in the comments like, yeah, you deserve, you are a man. So that's what your thing should say. It should say man. I'm just like, why y'all got so much hate towards shit that ain't got nothing to do with y'all for fucking one?
It's crazy
that
because.
It should be weird to me.
Everybody should be identified on like how they want to. Like, you know
agree.
What I'm saying? Like,
I agree.
Why does that bother you so much? As long as they're not deceiving you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I get the bathroom thing, all that. I get all that. I'm not gonna get into all that. But but like, it does bother people to extent where like, this has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. But you know what also happened before to me? I went through a drive-thru and like, you know how you kind of like identify people by their voice too.
Yeah, that happened to you. You don't.
I thought the person was like a man, but that's why they train you like at drive-thrus not to say how can I help you, sir, or do you need anything else, ma'am? Because the whole time it might be.
Now that one, that happens to me all the time.
They say you sound like a boy.
No, they don't say that.
What they say?
You childish.
What you mean?
They say you sound like a boy. They just be sirring the fuck out of me at them drive through windows.
They be sirring. So
yeah, like when I'm at the intercom before I pull up.
All right, let me just see if I hear it. All right, say order some.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, shit, bitch. That's how you sound? Yeah, I could hear it. But I'm not going to misgender you. I'm not going to misgender you. Bitch, you sound
how
like
how can you be gender me? You right.
Damn, no, because when I closed my eyes, it sounded different. Watch, say something else. Say something else.
Hello?
No, say so.
Or can I get the number one?
Damn, Britt.
No, now that, at the intercom, I can understand that one.
But
that,
y'all shouldn't say sir or ma'am.
Yeah, y'all shouldn't.
Y'all should.
How you doing today?
Yes.
Keep it simple.
For real, that's a real thing, because then it gets awkward. Now you're paying and looking at somebody dead in the
eyes.
No,
that'd be so funny when I pull up. I'd be like, I can't wait to pull up and see their reaction when they see they just called me fucking sir. And they be salty every fucking time. It's actually a very funny interaction. But that one happens. That one happens.
You should
all
record
the time.
It. Well, you don't know. But
a
you
compilation
got,
video. Yeah,
you got your Ray-Bans. You can record.
Oh,
right?
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, all right.
Y'all watch out for them people with them Ray-Bans, y'all. Don't be talking shit about nobody or nothing around them, all right? They
I
might
be in
recording.
The club, like, chicken.
Look,
chicken.
That's funny.
Your girlfriend over there, chicken.
She
with her ex, chicken.
You can't zoom in with them bitches, yeah?
No, you
oh,
can't.
Oh, that'd be
now,
crazy.
If they put that zoom on that bitch, y'all really gonna be in trouble. Because sometimes crazy. I don't feel like coming near y'all. I don't be in that bitch.
Damn, Britt.
Peekaboo, all right, bitch.
That's crazy, yeah, y'all. The I, world... Technology about to be crazy.
Nah, for real.
In a world full of technology, y'all can't even tell if we boys or girls. That's fucked up.
We doing the best of what we got.
We are. And fuck that. I'm going to feel some type of way if you misgender me, all right? For real.
Cancer over there.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Do we got guidance from the gay gods?
Guidance from the gay gods. Guidance from the gay guys.
All right, y'all. So we're about to get into guidance from the gay guys. And look, we have transitioned from y'all submitting via DM to where now y'all can email us.
Yes, because sometimes we lost some DMs through, you know, what is it called?
What?
Translation. What do you say?
Oh, got lost in translation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We lost some of those damn emails. DMs. All right. So, and we need more details.
Yeah.
But I still need y'all to give a balance of details, but not too much detail, so it's not a book long.
Yeah, because I'm going to have to sum that one up. So, yeah, y'all can actually email us at guidancefromthegaygods, G-A-W-D-S, at gmail.com. It don't have to be for you in particular. It could just be something general, or, like, if you have a friend that you, like, they need some fucking help. I'm going to write on their behalf. You know, everything's anonymous. We don't share, like, y'all information. So, email us, y'all. Get y'all this advice. But our friend today needs some advice, okay? So this person said, I need guidance from the gay gods. They said, I'm gay, but I'm not joining a lesbian organization and strolling at the club with my line sisters gay. I just saw on TikTok one group had a probate on a college campus. What are y'all thoughts on those gay sororities and fraternities?
We definitely had them at some of our parties.
Yeah, we did have a gay frat or sorority, I guess.
No, well, I think the studs might really say frat.
The studs say fraternity.
I think so. Don't. Hey, let me know if I'm wrong, but I do think
now
studs.
Now we both said back like.
I do think studs call it a frat. When I was in school.
You was in a frat?
No. I did get asked to join one.
A frat?
Yeah. Well,
with the boys?
It was, no.
Oh, sorority.
But what I'm saying is, in the gay ones, the studs would call it a fraternity.
Oh, so you knew of a gay fraternity?
Yeah, but this was years ago, all right? But I'm pretty sure it was considered a fraternity, and, like, the studs would be with studs, and the femmes would be, like, a sorority.
I wonder what the hazing practice is.
My biggest thing is, I don't know the details of it, all like that. The thing is with fraternities and sororities, they are established through colleges, and they're like, it's a real thing, right? So it's like, are these frats and sororities, like, backed by the schools? Is it, like, something that they, you know, is it real? Yeah. Or is it, like, somebody just came up with this and, like, because we didn't feel included and... True. Now we want to, you know, so I don't know.
And how deep do that go? Like, is that against the, like, Greek rules that you can't just make up a fraternity? I never thought of no shit like this. This is a weird question. Because are you supposed to be straight to be able to be?
No, you can be gay in a fraternity.
I know a bunch of gay people that are in sororities.
But I'm not going to lie. Are they studs? Because that does, I never seen an AKA stud.
I do know one stud. That's
or a Zeta stud.
I definitely know one, and I was shocked. I do know one stud that's a, I think they're AKA for real.
How?
I don't know. How? I wondered it too. I got to actually figure out who that was, but I definitely know a stud.
AKA's got to wear heels in college, like walk around campus to class in heels.
Who is that?
It's all the AKA's I know, they was some bad bitches.
Maybe they wasn't AKA, but it was, I definitely know a stud because it was like their, Founders Day or something, and they was like shouting out they shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, but I wouldn't be against it. I mean, I think it's cool as long as it's like a real sisterhood or brohood or however you want to do it.
I don't know.
But it kind of, I don't know. We would need somebody up here to talk about it because it kind of reminds me of the houses back in the day when, like, you were in House of Virtue or House of whatever. And it wasn't like a real established thing. And then y'all fall out and there's no foundation on this. So
I know about Stump the Yard when it comes to.
But I don't be clowning them when they be party walking in our parties.
Yeah. Like I'm trying to, what was the, the question.
Basically,
like,
our input on it. She's like, I wouldn't be doing that through no club. Look, that wiped me down.
Yeah, they be doing that shit all the time. I wonder where she from. But yeah, in Atlanta, like, yeah, if you gay, you in a sorority, it's a stroll to it, they're going to do that shit.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, maybe.
Rap your shit. I'd be happy to see that shit, especially black women.
Yeah, I just don't know how established they are. And there is one that's like really has, you know, history. Mm-hmm. I would like to know just for the viewers. Like, not that I want
to. It's giving you ain't supposed to be gay, though. Maybe that's what they're hitting at.
Yeah, what you mean?
If you in a sorority?
Why?
I don't know. People be having weird rules.
It's just like...
Have you ever met a gay boy that was in a fraternity?
Some of them Qs, probably. Say nah.
Damn, why they catch the stray?
The Qs are really like the big men. Like, yeah. What is this? The ones, the blue ones.
Fuck.
Beta. Yeah, I forget the damn. It's
oh, my cousin's actually in that. He just crossed over too.
Alpha, Alpha Mega, something like that. Bro, it is Alpha. Look, let me see.
Psi? Is it PSI?
I hate you.
Girl, we don't know what we're talking about with these fraternities.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, like, I haven't. Then, as a stud, though, which one would I be in?
Because
I ain't going to lie, I want to be with the Q.
Okay, you know they not let your ass come over there.
You don't think? I'm misgendering myself. Look at me. I'm weak.
The tables be turning real quick.
Yeah, I would like to hear about, we should bring somebody up here that's like, yeah, you know.
We know some people in Atlanta. We should bring them up here. They definitely have a gay.
Don't be over here trying to recruit, though, all right? All right? But, yeah, man, we just had to, you want party while, hey, you want, okay. When they had a mask on and all that. Look.
I'm sorry, because that's probably so offensive. They don't like when you do that.
Bitch, how you going to tell me you don't want to?
Because I learned the hard way. I was,
I hate you.
I was like fake, doing this.
Oh.
And it was like, you're not supposed to do that. Like.
Okay, well, let me tell you. If I want to fucking move my shoulders, I'm going to move.
They don't like that. And then I think I was doing, when Sexy Red came out, I was doing ski. And they didn't like that.
I get it.
Yeah, they didn't like that.
I hate it.
I wasn't trying to offend nobody. I don't be knowing the rules with none of this stuff. I dropped out of college before I even started college. So
hello.
Shout out to everybody that didn't and who went through it.
Hello. Okay, also I wanted to say before we head out is that we are starting a new segment.
Hey.
This segment is called the Horror Stories Hotline, all right?
Yeah.
So this is your chance to be a part of the No Homo Show. We're going to start featuring your stories. We have the number right here. You guys can call in.
Call me now.
It's giving Cleo. It's giving Miss Cleo. All right, so you guys can call in if you ever had a horror story date. You know, something crazy that went down that you think you should share with us. And it can't be the regular bad lesbian date.
Nah.
You know, we all had that.
We need the whore story.
Okay.
A whore with a W.
That's what you was giving.
With an H.
Okay.
Or that too.
Right. The horror story hotline.
Yeah.
Feel free to call in, leave us a voice message, and you might be featured on the show.
Yeah. Damn, how do you say whore versus whore?
Horror.
Horror?
Yes, it's...
Whore. Horror and whore. Am I saying this shit right?
We're sounding a little below the spectrum today, y'all. Forgive us. We're a little exhausted. It's our mind, actually.
Horror.
We don't have the right mindset.
Oh, this bitch is shady!
We got to get it together. We actually should have caught off today.
We should have took
okay.
off, bro. We
All
have
right.
no right being
Okay,
here.
What are we thinking? But we showed up, okay? And we're going to end on that note. We appreciate y'all. It's the No Homo Show.
Yeah.
Whole lot of gay shit.
Whole lot of gay.
Gay. I like that.
Boss Brits. We certified. And DJ XL.